Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Let's go! Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and say hi to everybody. Our workouts always leave this next person sore the next day, but that never stops them from showing up and putting in work every single day. Here is producer Eddie. Yeah.
Guys, there was a huge turning point in my family the other day. It was unbelievable. One of those moments you look at it and say, wow, I think the course of my family is changed forever. Wow. And that's when the Cowboys beat the Giants 40-0. Oh. Because I'm a huge Cowboys fan. And I have four boys, and only one out of the four boys are with me. He's the only Cowboys fan that is big as I am. He wears a jersey every game day, but the other three, they don't care. It's like, whoever's winning, that's my favorite team, Dad. And I'm like, guys, we're a Cowboys family. When they saw that game on Sunday night and we beat the Giants 40-0, the light in their eyes was the eyes were so big, and they said, Dad, I think the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Dad, we're all in.
He's about to start crying right now.
They were like, Dad, we love the Cowboys. And this is it. This is the moment when my whole family, we're all going to be Cowboys
fans. If they do win the Super Bowl, they're at such a point in their life now where they're so impressionable with sports teams. If the Cowboys win, they can be their favorite lifetime team.
Forever.
Because you experienced the Cowboys winning Super Bowls.
Correct.
It has a huge impression on you.
That's why I'm a huge Cowboys fan.
Right.
And I'm from Texas. It all just worked out.
You could have had the Oilers.
But no. No one likes the Oilers. Well, no one liked the Oilers.
I thought that.
That's not true. You did it.
Well, good luck with your venture.
Guys, it's amazing. I can't wait.
You may see this next person on the streets riding his bike to and from work every day. And annoying our listeners is something he's good at in every way. Here's Lunchbox.
I just want to say that I don't appreciate the show trying to make me look bad, trying to, you know, put me in a bad light, because we get a text, I think it was from Morgan, to the whole group text saying, hey, volunteer opportunity, we're all going to go volunteer on Monday from noon to 2. And I'm like, yeah, you're all going to go, who wants to go? And like Amy's like, oh, I'm interested. Abby was interested. There was other people going. And I'm like, guys, you know we record Sore Losers at that time. We couldn't have picked a better time to do a show volunteer thing. So that way you can post pictures from this and like, oh, what do you know? Lunchbox didn't go volunteer.
Do you think they set it up on purpose?
100%.
Who? Morgan, your thoughts.
Yeah, no, it was not. I didn't even set it up. It was somebody else that came to us and said, hey, if anybody on your show wants to do this, here's an opportunity. So I was just passing along the message. I didn't set it up. I was just passing along a message.
Gator sent the email. Pretty much it was either 9 to whatever, and 9 a.m. is not an option, or the second
option. Yeah, 12 to 2, which was the other option.
I saw the text.
So you just think they're targeting you.
Yeah, I thought they were targeting me.
Because you've been looking so good, they're trying to take you down.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look, and then we can go. We'll post pictures from this charity event.
Did they?
I saw Morgan's pictures. Oh, you're looking at me. I'm volunteering.
But that's okay. But that's okay.
I can't post a picture by myself?
Well, I didn't know if it was, but I couldn't tell
you
who was in the background.
Shot.
I took it as a personal shot. You guys did it noon to 2, knowing I couldn't go.
This is a perfect case of just thinking that everything's about you and it's not.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
because it wasn't.
It's a good example, yeah.
You can find parenting and skincare hacks if you go to this next person's Instagram or an occasional George Strait concert because she is a gigantic fan. Here's Amy.
So I had talked about YouTube on my kids' school computers, and I was shocked that it could be at home and just...
Amy was like, YouTube's clean, right?
Well, that, no.
Everything's safe on YouTube.
Safe.
Yes. Yeah, Sashira said to me, Mom, it's fine. YouTube's safe. That's it. And a listener sent me a note that said, hey, regarding your YouTube question, school computers have YouTube with controls on them. However, normally it's blocked because of the school's Wi-Fi. And so when the computer is taken home and it's no longer on the school's Wi-Fi, it can then access other things because the blocks aren't there.
Right.
So I was like, oh, good to know.
So at school they're covered, but at home everything ain't
fine. Yeah, I guess just depending on the computer and the type of settings.
And YouTube generally, though, it's not just, you shouldn't just run free if you're a kid.
No.
Right.
It's crazy out there.
Yeah, it is. It's a wild world. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes wearing shirts that are pink. Maybe he'll give us the link. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. I want to bring this up because we did a bit on the air earlier this week where everybody brought in an object to invest in. Not a stock or a bond, but like in pop culture, some sort of item to buy and then hopefully in a year resell for more. And so I've done all the accounting here.
Oh.
And I have what everybody owes and for what you owe for, et cetera. But like Raymundo and Morgan, you just owe $28 a piece because you only got in for $28.
Okay.
Boxer cards, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out. And if it's your item, you collect the money. But so Morgan and Raymundo owe $28. Okay. Next up, Abby owes $49.25. So we'll get that money from her. Next up in the list is Mike and Amy, who owe $115.50.
What did we get?
Well, you got part of the mystery palette, which is my favorite thing, maybe.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
And I believe if I read it correctly, it is Amazon returns, and they just put them on a pallet, and you just get it.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Okay. Wait, are we over 200?
So hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, you haven't said me yet.
I know. Amy, you owe $115.50. You and Mike both do. But yeah, Amy, you have a mystery palette, and then I think you're in on the Disney cards. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Same thing with you, Mike. Same deal. All right. Scuba, you're at $136.75.
Okay. Oh, boy, this is not good.
Guys, we're idiots.
Hey, you forgot me.
How high is this?
No, we're idiots. I think my grandma used to say, don't let your eyes be bigger than your belly.
How much do we owe, dude?
Eddie, you owe...
Oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble. What is it?
You're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
What do you think the limit line is for trouble?
I think 200.
You mean with your wife?
Like, if it's 200, my wife would be like, it's okay, it's fine, go ahead, do your thing.
So, Eddie, this is what you're in on. The mystery palette, the Willie Nelson worn bandana, the Disney cards.
Oh.
The office paper box, the what?
Pause. The Willie Nelson bandana, I did more research on that. It is a personal certificate of authenticity. Whatever that is. It's not like, I don't know, they didn't send it somewhere. It's just their own.
Okay.
So we can't buy
that.
Well, hold on. Eddie's bill is $1,181.
No, I don't agree to that.
What are you buying?
What the world?
No, dude.
See, y'all get a little too excited, Eddie, and you don't realize.
Because the mystery palette is $87.50 a person.
That's fine.
The bandana is $466 a person. The Disney cards are $28 a person.
That's fine.
The office, the box of documents from the TV show The Office with me, you, and Scuba is like $600 a person.
No. We can't do that one.
Are you backing out of that one?
I say we take Willie off because of the whole personal...
Hold on. Well, let's just... But you owe $1,181.
Wait, 1,000 what?
$1,181.50.
This is so stupid. There's no way that's going to fly.
Lunchbox, you and I owe $1,202.75 for all this stuff. And I have a feeling it's going to come down, though, because Eddie's going to take it all down because we're going to back out of the Willie thing.
I think we should back down to the Willie thing.
1,200.
Okay, then let's do this.
Hold on. Wait, $1,202.75.
We're such idiots.
So are we backing off the Willie Nelson thing?
I think we have to.
Okay.
If we can't authenticate that, like officially, we shouldn't do
it. So that's minus $466 a person.
Thank goodness.
Oh, then we're riding high.
I'll redo the numbers, but Eddie, you're going to be below $1,000 now.
Thank goodness.
But it's still going to be like $700.
Yeah. But it's an investment, guys. This is how you make money.
Uh-huh.
Takes money to make money is what they say.
Right. Scared money doesn't make money.
Everybody good?
We'll see.
Man.
The other, but Eddie, if you back out of the office paper box, then we have to back out.
We don't have to.
Because it's $1,800. I'm not going to $900 for two people. It was $600 for three.
That's just you, me, and Lunchbox?
Yeah. You backing out of that one too?
Let me think about that one.
Okay. All right, just let everybody know where they are. Give it to your person and turn your money in. Sooner we get it, investment starts quicker.
Who do we, yeah, since hey, we're, who do we give this
if
money
you,
to?
If it's your investment, you go to people and collect your money.
All right, guys, I'm coming to you right now.
No. You go and you have to make sure it's all collected.
Because I don't know who's all in on what. Someone's got to tell
the
me.
The mystery pallet.
I think everybody's in on the pallet.
Scuba, Lunchbox, Bobby, Amy, Mike, and Eddie. That's six people.
Okay.
So $87.50 a person.
Good. And Scuba has a truck, so we'll go and get it.
Scuba
in the truck.
Scuba's only $50 for the bet for the football, the Saints.
Yeah, I have the cash.
I feel like it should go up since they
won. No, I was trying to get to yesterday, but it was a tight day.
Okay. All right, everybody good? And investments?
Yeah.
All right, start collecting that money. All right, thank you. Let's get the show started now. Let's get to the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband had a heart condition, passed away a few years ago. His passing was not a surprise. We knew for years that his time would be short. I've never been on a date with anyone except my late husband. Now I think I might be ready to start dating, but I don't know how to handle the conversation with my family. Do I just make myself open to the possibility to starting to date, or should I make an announcement to my children and other family? Do you have any other advice for someone returning to the dating scene after almost 20 years? Signed, widowed in Wisconsin. First of all, very sorry to hear that. Second of all, good for you for being in a part of your life now where you're thinking about your mental health and your well-being and your future. It doesn't mean anything about the past. The past is, you can love the past and it's amazing and he was amazing, I'm sure. But I don't want you to penalize yourself because of it. Amy, I'll let you go first.
Well, I feel like your family will want you to have experiences like that and be able to find love again. And he would want that for you. And it's up to
I don't know. My wife's like, don't date anybody if I die.
She says that?
Yeah.
So does mine. Weird.
Yeah, she's like, you know, we're good. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. He maybe would want her to find that. And I think that it's up to you. I don't think you have to make an announcement before your first date or anything. But if you do start to go out and you feel comfortable, then you can say, hey, I've been going out with this person. Just wanted y'all to know. But I don't think you have to make some announcement before you ever even date that you're ready to date.
Correct. I think you should probably tell your kids before you do go on a date, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they just find out or they just like see you making out with somebody.
Yeah, the bust. Get yeah. Busted.
I mean, it's just like, hey, I'm going to start going on some dates with people. I feel like it's that time. I love your dad. I miss him. But I don't want to be alone forever. And I'm kind of feeling lonely.
Can you even throw out the, is that okay with you?
No.
No, I wouldn't. Because I wouldn't want to give them that power. Because at some point, they could be like, it's not okay with me anymore. Huh.
So and then no. You're going to be like, oh, well, shoot.
That's when you go, too bad. I'm going to date anyway.
Yeah, see, that's why you don't even offer it.
Okay, all right.
Don't even offer it. But I'm happy for you that you are in this process and now you feel like you're healthy enough to do that. And Amy's right. I'm sure your husband would have wanted you to be happy regardless of what the situation was. Right?
Yeah, I feel like we all want that. Like, okay, were you joking about Caitlin? Or what do you think about if
I die, I'm going to be watching.
So you don't want her to date and find love again?
I don't want to leave in the house.
No.
Just stay
sad
man.
Forever.
She's going to be so sad.
Yeah, don't ever be happy. You just need to be sad and appreciate what we had.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you have it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Super healthy.
All right, but you though, widow in Wisconsin, you go for it. All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Our executive producer, Scuba Steve, is in the studio. Let's do it.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
All right, we do whatever bet he wants. This is mostly a follow-up because we made the hair bet where Scuba has...
Oh, yeah.
Your head, will you pull your head?
Oh, my God. Look.
Show them. So Scuba has always shaved his head bald.
Look at that.
And
oh, that's why this... Okay.
He's growing his ring out around his bald head.
Hilarious.
I forgot.
I did too.
Oh, I didn't forget.
What's the bet?
So the bet is that if I grow mine out to December 31st or the jury, which is Mike D, Morgan, and Ray, is it too distracting, then Eddie, at the beginning of the year, will shave his head.
Bald.
Correct.
And Eddie won't be allowed to wear a hat to work.
Yes, because right, I can't wear a hat and I'm wearing it around like guests and people and executives and you guys.
It's weird. It's weird to see his hair like that. You, how do you feel?
I'm 20 years older. I look like I'm in my 60s, easily.
You don't.
No, you guys are being nice. Quit patronizing me. I look terrible.
We're not known for
you
being
look
nice.
Terrible.
We're friends, so we're honest with each other.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's
But I did wonder, I was like, what's
something was different about us.
Yeah, I knew what was different. Uh-huh. And I thought, gosh, is everything okay? Like, I thought maybe we don't have a lot of time right now.
So how do you feel? Yeah. Did you hope a little bit that it would grow back in the place that's been bald when you let it grow?
I knew it was going to do what it was going to do, where I get a few random strands on the top. But I was hopeful that maybe something would pop through and I could even it out.
Comb over?
Anything. But there is not even enough hair to even comb over to create something or sort of look.
Yeah, that ring thing's growing.
It looks goofy.
Like Todd Packer looks
you
terrible.
You do look like Todd Packer.
Yeah, George Costanza. Ugh.
So the bed is, I forgot. Now I remember. He grows it out to the end of the year. Eddie has to shave his head bald like his dad.
But it makes no sense. Like, how does that...
But it was the bet. I don't know, dude.
He came up with it. It's so weird.
But you agreed to it.
Yeah, you agreed to it. I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm not backing out.
Can we check in with the jury to see if it's distracting at any point?
It's not, because we need it to be a lot more distracting.
Oh, but we haven't checked with the jury
Okay, let's check with the jury. Guys, should Scuba Steve stop growing his hair?
To be honest, I didn't even notice.
Got it.
Of course you didn't.
Okay, Morgan?
All right. No, we still need more.
Yeah, because cool. You have headphones on. You can't really see.
Well, when I don't have headphones on, can you see?
Yes.
And I'm walking down the hallway, can you see?
Yeah, you can see it, but that's I think wild. We need more.
When guests come in,
you look like your name should be Bob.
Yeah, I look... Okay,
Mr.
Thank
Bob.
You. And yeah. I have a big event next week in Las Vegas, the iHeartRadio Music Festival. I'm seeing all these kinds of people.
Wear a top hat.
And a monocle.
Yeah, can he get like an exemption from iHeartFest to wear a hat?
No.
Or like a...
So no, I'm allowed to wear a hat outside of here. I wear a hat everywhere.
That was the rule. He can wear a hat outside of here.
Oh, outside. Okay.
But it gets hot and sweaty and then I'm sweating underneath the hat. It's uncomfortable.
Well, thank you for the update.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's time for... Scuba Steve Suggests.
What was the other thing about music you were talking about?
Because
if you play music, even if you're bad at it, it's relaxing.
Exactly. Any musical instrument, whatever it be, even bad, it relieves stress.
And you play.
I attempt to play the drums, and I know I'm terrible at it. I can keep a beat. I'm okay.
You have a kid at home?
I have a kid at home. My son plays it, and we play on it together. We mess around, but I'm not like professional or anything fantastic, but I can play. Do you guys have anything that you do that you know you're remarkably bad at, but you do it anyways, and you don't really care? Like Lunchbox, your job.
Got him. God, it's good.
That was a good one.
That was funny, dude. That was funny.
I don't do anything particularly
That was actually solid. Did you write that on your notes?
No, I just thought about it right now.
That was very good.
What would I do?
I got to give you credit.
Bench press? Like lifting?
Working out.
Yeah, working out. Speaking? The best speaker?
That's what I was going to say.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I don't talk well. I know it's different because I do this show, but still, do you do any...
Oh, Eddie... Being a dad.
That's true.
This has just turned into a slammer.
That's true, though. I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, being married.
Yeah.
That's rude.
I wasn't going to go
there. Why would you say that?
I thought it, but then I was like, I'll go to Eddie instead of Amy. Oh, Abby, singing.
Oh, okay.
Ray, being tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Bobby, being a man.
There we go. Let's go.
Okay, all right.
Let's go. Wow, Morgan, being in a relationship.
Wow, guys. Hey, you all been holding that one in or
shots
what?
Shots fired. What?
Yeah, the best one yet. Amy and Morgan driving.
So stupid. What's wrong with you guys?
What is happening?
Good one.
Oh, man. Ray, do you want to say anything?
No, I thought it was funny.
Okay. Anybody could jump in the mix here. Oh. Amy, do you want to mix it up at all?
Oh, man.
I could go hard at Amy.
It's fine.
We're good.
What else could he... What?
You want me to do it?
No, don't say yes to that. Why would you? Why would you invite him to it?
I don't know.
Amy, you gotta do it.
He's so ridiculous.
He wants to know. Hang up.
God,
yeah. Amy, you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Getting pregnant.
Oh no.
Who said do it?
Too far. Wow.
You guys said it.
Wow.
Is that what you wanted, Scuba?
No. Wow. Thank you, Scuba.
Okay, 10 years ago.
Wow.
Okay. Why? What?
Hey, Bobby, meeting your dad? Having a dad?
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Dang, dude.
Man, you guys said you wanted it. Asked you, do you want me to say it? And you said yes.
No, actually, she said yes. I said, you don't want that.
I didn't, honestly, I didn't think it'd be that
hard.
But, yeah. But also, that never crossed my mind. What was the question again?
All right. There you go. Hit that, Ray.
It's time for Scuba Steve Suggests.
Thank you, Scoop Steve.
Hey, welcome to Pop.
You're a real treat.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's an 18-year-old in Wisconsin. Her name's Mia Carter, and she's gearing up for her first year of college. And she's going to be with her sister, Samantha, because she's going to be a sophomore. But then her mom is also going to start going to college, and their grandmother. So you got four.
Hey, let them go. Mom and grandma, let the kids go.
Come on. You
know, release the birds.
Four people going to the same college. Now, for different things, but she just thinks it's really cool to have her mom and her grandmother there with her.
I think it's cool that her mom and her grandma want to go back to school. Maybe a different one, though. Maybe they're not roommates in the dorm, you know?
Yeah, that'd be
a lot
good.
Of things. But yes, the mom and the grandma both going back to college is a great story in itself. But all four at the same school?
Yeah. Going to the same parties?
Oh, that's...
They both try to join Cap and Cap.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there an age limit to join sororities and fraternities?
I was not in one.
You go to Rush or whatever, they're going to be like, no, granny.
Unless they want to get their GPA up.
I think granny. So, yeah.
All right, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The 82-game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's go over to Audrey in St. Louis, who's listening to the show right now. Hey, Audrey, we're going to play a movie game here. Who would you like to represent you to win a Sonic gift card? Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie? Your choice.
How about Eddie?
Okay, Eddie, you'll be Smart. Representing Audrey.
Smart.
Everybody can play.
Good.
Write your answer down.
All right, Audrey.
I'll give you 3 movies. Name the one actor that's in all 3 of the movies. For example, if I said Forrest Gump, Toy Story, Elvis.
Tom Hanks.
Right, that doesn't count, but yes.
Yeah, and I was the first one to say that.
Yeah, again, it doesn't count. All right, we have 5. Ready to go, everybody.
Ready.
Tropic Thunder. Mission Impossible. Top Gun. Tropic Thunder, Mission Impossible, Top Gun.
I'm
in for the win.
Tropic Thunder? I'm in.
Amy?
Tom Cruise.
Lunch?
Tom Cruise.
Eddie?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Next one.
Okay.
The Equalizer, Training Day, Remember the Titans. The Equalizer, Training Day, Remember the Titans.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
In.
Amy?
Denzel Washington.
You had me at the Equalizer. Denzel Washington.
You had me Remember the Titans. Denzel Washington.
Good. Everybody's at 2 points. The Revenant, Titanic, Django Unchained. The Revenant.
In.
Titanic, Django Unchained.
I'm in. Win.
Amy?
Leo DiCaprio.
Lunch?
Leo DiCaprio.
Eddie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Third. Nobody's missed yet.
That's where it gets hard.
Gravity, Speed, The Proposal. Gravity.
I'm in.
Speed, The Proposal.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Sandra Bullock.
Lunch?
Sandra Bullock.
Eddie?
Sandra Bullock.
Correct.
Oh, this one's worth 10 points.
Everybody's 4 for 4, so if you get this one, everybody misses. Good.
Yeah.
If not, we go to sudden death. Here we go.
Oh, this is intense. I feel it.
Shh. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Moneyball. Fight Club.
I'm in.
What actors in all three of those? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Moneyball, Fight Club.
I'm in for the win.
Lunch.
I don't know what Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is, but I put Brad Pitt.
Amy?
Brad Pitt.
Eddie?
That's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah!
You said Bradder.
I'll accept it. So now we go sudden death. You'll have three. I will say one. You get three different questions here, but you buzz in with your name.
Oh, whenever you want.
Whenever you want. That way we can get some separation.
I love it.
All right, we have three here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Superbad.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Jonah Hill.
Incorrect.
Woo! Okay.
La La Land. Superbad.
Eddie. Ryan Gosling.
Incorrect.
I know her name.
Superbad. La La Land.
Shoot.
And The Help.
Amy.
Amy.
Emma Stone.
Correct. 1 point.
What up?
I don't know who that is.
Red hair?
Yes, you do.
I really don't. I don't know that name.
I bet you do. All right, next up. Amy won.
God.
Next up. Crazy Stupid Love.
Don't know what that is.
Barbie.
Hey, Amy. Amy. Ryan Gosling.
Correct. And the final one?
Rihanna.
Black Adam.
Don't know what that is.
Moana.
Lunchbox. Hey.
Lunchbox.
The Rock.
Yeah. But Amy is our winner. Wow. Amy, I clap when you win. Those two don't clap their hands. You clap when
I
they
did.
Win.
No, I
clap.
No,
yeah. You guys just shut down.
I was upset mostly for Audrey.
Like little boo-boo babies.
I'm not boo-boo baby.
Audrey. Audrey.
Yes.
She hung up.
No, she's there.
Hey, Audrey.
What would you like?
Sorry, Audrey.
What would you like to say to Eddie, Audrey?
That's okay. Great job, Amy.
Oh, aww.
You know what? Audrey's so nice.
So
I can't
nice.
Give her a prize. Per our legal team.
I can.
But we can play a game later and have her play again.
Okay. That's
and
cool.
Who's she going to pick, though?
Well,
me.
Well, Audrey, Amy. Can you hang tight and we'll give you another shot to win?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Thank you.
Audrey and St. See, she was like, you know what? Just congratulations to Amy.
That was
because of that. Let's go. We'll play another game in a minute.
But no, like you tried, Eddie. Nothing.
You did try. What do you need to know?
I kind of expected
you got
that.
You got last place, man.
Yeah, dude. You got last place.
What do you say? If you're second, you're last. What is it?
He said he likes to kiss his sister.
That too.
Because it's like a tie.
No, I don't like tying.
Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so what happened to you?
So we're out running some errands, and we're just going to pick up dinner on the way home. So we pull into the parking lot, and I walk in the restaurant to order the to-go food. And there's no one there. And I'm like, all right, well, this is weird.
Are they usually open?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know their hours. So
it's not
a
normal place you go?
No, it's just one that was right there. I was like, all right, cool. And I'm in there, and I'm like, hello? Nothing. and all the lights are off, and I'm like, this is weird. I got to go back outside, and I check the hours, and it says closed on Tuesdays.
Mm.
And I'm like, but the door is open. So I went to the car, got my phone, and went back inside and filmed myself inside the restaurant all by myself.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm looking at it here. It's closed. They left the door unlocked. And so Lunchbox is now in the restaurant. You want to play it?
Guys, closed on Tuesday. Didn't know that. Came to get some dinner, right? But here's what's crazy. Watch this. Hello? I'm in the restaurant, guys. It's closed. They left the door unlocked. Are you guys open? All right, bye.
Looks That's like a Mexican restaurant.
Crazy.
Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
But there, I mean, there was fish in a pot.
It's a big place.
It's a big old place. There is no one there. I walked around. I looked at the fish in there. I mean, it was crazy.
Cook you up a little something?
I thought about it. But I was like, could I get in trouble?
That would have been hilarious.
If I cooked something, would I get in trouble?
I don't know what the rules are on cooking.
Because it's open.
Mm-hmm. You're still entering and doing something that you don't...
Sure, I guess if you walked in someone's house and the door was unlocked, you can't go like, it was open.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that is bizarre that somebody just left it wide open.
So somebody just unlocked. Forgot, or an employee left it open on purpose because someone's going to come rob it later.
Oh, like inside job.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading this story about this guy, speaking of foods, he was eating raw oysters, which is how I eat oysters for the most part, 90% of the time. Every once in a while, I'll buy something grilled or cooked, but mostly it's just raw oysters. But he's from Texas, and he ate so many, though, and some had bacteria in it. He died from bacterial infection, like a flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, man. Should we stop eating oysters?
No, I think this is a random thing. I don't think it's not about eating a lot. It happens. I think he just ate a lot in a place where they probably weren't the best. Local health officials said the man, who has not been named, contracted a Vibrio vulnificus infection, having ingested the bacteria that lives in warm coastal waters when he ate the oysters. They're rising across the U.S., at least 12 Americans have died from this. The patient had a liver condition, too, and was on immunosuppressant drugs, which put him at a higher risk. And so he was just gobbling them down, and all of a sudden, he's sick. He dies.
Gosh.
Bad mix of, like, the medicine he was on, his kidney. Liver. Ate the oysters.
Yeah. I mean, that could have happened to me. That's when I got my finger infected in Florida. Remember, and I had to go to the doctor.
You ate oysters?
No, but I had an infection.
You could have.
I had an infection.
And how does this have anything to do?
Because it's a bacteria from the oysters. It's a bacteria from the water. I mean, that could have been me. Luckily, I went to the doctor
in
time.
You can get bacteria in sweat. Like,
it could have been. Hey, just, you guys relax.
It could have been you, buddy.
Thank you.
It could have been you, okay? We're just happy you're here and you made it because you fought hard and you didn't deserve that cut on your finger.
That was
right.
A close one.
And it swelled up and everything.
And everything. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. A voicemail from Casey in Las Vegas.
I was just listening to your show, and I heard that Lunchbox is coming to Vegas for iHeartRadio, and he's planning on spending a lot of money. I just think you maybe want to check the news and check on what's actually going on as far as gaming and the casinos go, because you might find something interesting.
What do you think she's talking about?
I know what she's talking about. Cyber attack.
What do you mean?
The slot machines are down, dude. You can't even play slots.
Huh.
Like, someone has attacked, like, the MGM resorts. Like, you go to their website trying to, like, look up stuff. Website unavailable.
What does it say? Is it, like, anonymous or something?
It doesn't say who it is. I think it was Caesars a couple months ago. This same attack was threatened. And they paid a $30 million ransom.
Whoa.
So they wouldn't get shut down. And the MGM properties didn't do it. And so, you go, slot machines down.
They took it all down.
The rooms, like the key to get in the rooms.
They're going down.
The hotel room?
Yes!
So what do people do?
Over a dozen MGM hotels and casinos have shut down operations after a cyber attack on its computer system Sunday left the resort chain vulnerable. Computer systems at all MGM properties have been shut down for the immediate future. MGM Resorts International is working with external cybersecurity experts to resolve the cybersecurity issues.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have video. I was looking on Twitter and this Las Vegas local or something had videos of the slot machines just blank screens everywhere. People just walking around.
Is anything open at all there in these MGMs? Because their computers are down.
I don't think they can.
And MGM owns,
because they can't get cash out. There's no ATMs. There's no anything.
Wow. It has impacted ATM slot machines, restaurants.
Wait.
And the inability to get into their rooms using a digital key.
Yeah.
Everybody's walking around with a big skeleton key, like the big
real key.
Sometimes we stay at that MGM park, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What? Is this an MGM own?
They own Aria.
Yeah, 10 casinos.
Oh, wait. Shoot. That's where I have chips to. But I can still play
No, you can't play.
Sorry. You can't play.
Nothing can play.
Money You're gone. Broke. You just went bankrupt.
This is finally the year. I've had these chips for like five years, and I always forget to take them back and cash them in. And I,
It's okay.
How bananas is that?
That's bananas. Keep us in the loop there.
Oh, I've been paying attention. I've been like,
Thanks, Casey. I had no idea. Thanks for that voicemail. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you want your kid to do better on a test, have them look at the letter A beforehand. Because a study found that students that look at the letter A before they take a test do better than students who look at the letter F.
Why are they just looking at a letter, though, regardless?
It was a study that was done. They had, and they said, this is why. They think that exposure to the letter A made students subconsciously approach the task to aim to succeed, while F made them want to avoid failure. And other studies showed that when people focus on success instead of avoiding failure, they do better. It's more a positive word.
So, Eddie, how do you get your kids to focus on tests?
Go study.
You just say go study?
Yeah, go study and, like, work hard. I've never showed them the letter A.
But, I mean, is there a trick where one of your kids is, like, not doing as good as he can or his potential? What do you do to get him to do better?
Well, if he's got bad grades, I make him eat bologna sandwiches.
Oh, you get back to the punishment first.
Yeah, correct.
But why don't you let him see filet mignon?
And tell him that you can't have this unless you get an A?
Put both bologna and filet mignon and let him look at both of them.
That's not a bad idea. Or a tomahawk steak.
Mm-hmm.
Although kids aren't really as steaky as they should be.
My boys are.
They are.
They love steak.
Amy, how do you get your kids to focus and get better grades?
Mike D's wife, Kelsey, shout out. Best tutor in all the land.
Why? What happened?
She's amazing. I don't know. She's like operating a boot camp. She speaks, they listen. She says they do. She suggests, they're like, yeah, you're right. And I should do this. They just have a great relationship. Like, she's really cool with them. Like, Stashira had been struggling in math, and then all of a sudden, she gets an 84. Who does she text first? Kelsey.
Mike D's wife.
Yeah, right. Mike D's wife sends me a screenshot, and she was like, oh my gosh.
That's how you found out.
I'm crying. Yeah. So then I text Tashira, and I'm like, hey, I heard you got a really good grade on your math test.
Maybe she tells Kelsey everything.
Well, it's fine. I don't care as long as she's talking to somebody. But I just thought, I think Tashira was proud because she knew Kelsey was working with her on specific things for the test, and she passed, and it was really great.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, Mike, shout out. Good job.
Good job, Mike, for picking a good spouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love Kelsey. So I have the most annoying work terms, and I'm like, dang it, I use them.
Circle back.
Yeah, it's on there.
For sure.
That's what he does all the time. Lunchbox. Let's circle back on that one.
Yeah. Win-win. I love a good win-win.
I don't mind that one.
Win-win's good.
Yeah, win-win. You get what you want, I get what I want.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Okay, we're trying to move the needle.
Never.
Eh, I don't use that one. Out of the box. They do outside the box, whatever.
What about, outside the box?
Outside the bun?
No. Low-hanging fruit? I like that one.
Yeah, that one's okay. My wife sometimes, if I write and tell a new joke, she'll go, that is a little too low-hanging fruit. You can do better.
Easy.
She'll go, that's too easy. You're funnier than that. And I'm like, but I don't want to put any more effort into it.
But like when you're making cuts, you say you're going to get rid of the low-hanging fruit.
No. Sometimes low-hanging fruit, that's just the easy. It's the easy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you eat the low-hanging fruit.
Oh, that's what I meant. Like, if we're going to get rid of someone, we can.
No. That's not low-hanging
fruit. That's not it.
That's not it.
No.
Never mind.
No, but one of Bobby's favorites is on here. Let's give 110%.
That's not my favorite.
Definitely not.
It's not my favorite. You can't give over 100, but go ahead.
I don't hate that one. Yeah. And then the last one, culture.
Yeah, I don't mind a culture. We have every group has a culture. If you're together enough, positive culture usually creates positive results. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, the example they shared was getting drunk at lunch every day doesn't fit our corporate culture.
Well, that I would agree with. That's it. Yes. Okay, what else?
Brett Young hopes his two little daughters do not follow in his footsteps, but if they fall absolutely in love with music, then he'll support it 100%, but he just doesn't really know that he wants them to have to go down this path because it's a rough one. So I just didn't know if you would discourage your kids from entertainment in any way, shape, or form.
I would be honest about the reason it's so hard to make it in any sort of entertainment is because everybody wants to do it and it looks easy, but because everybody's trying, it's impossible. I mean, it's impossible. So I would say, unless it's the only thing that you can even think about doing, let's think about something else. But if you're telling me it's the only thing, you're just obsessed, let's go.
But if they're your kid, don't they have a leg up?
Probably.
So you know people, you can set up meetings for them, whatever.
I'm not having a Nepo baby.
Excuse me?
I'm not having a Nepo baby.
What's that?
Nepotism.
Oh, yeah.
When we're in public, I won't even know the kid.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't care if it's five. We're going to grocery store. Don't know you, kid.
Yep. Get your own groceries.
That's no, don't know you, kid. No nepotism here. I didn't get it. You won't either.
I mean, but there's some families where they have that, or they try to become artists and they try to distance themselves from their successful parent in the business.
Usually they're really rich, though.
Sure.
I know.
Like Jacob Dylan, because his dad was Bob Dylan.
And he kept the last name. We all figured it out.
Right.
I know, but it's got to be so hard. It's like, well, yeah, sure. In one way, I'm super blessed and lucky. Yeah, I was born in this family, but also I have this creative art in me and I have a passion, and now people just think I'm having success because
I'd rather have the second way, though, if I had to pick.
Oh, absolutely.
If I'm picking, I'd rather have, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A couple weeks ago, this guy named Cedric, he's driving for Amazon. He parks his truck in a cul-de-sac, and then there's a few houses. He just walks because it's easier than driving. And as he's walking, he hears somebody yell, or he thinks it's somebody. He's like, I know I should pay attention. And then he looks in a window, and he sees flames in a kitchen window. So he's like, oh, this house is on fire. He runs over, kicks the door in, grabs a fire extinguisher, finds it, puts out the flames, and helps the guy get out of the house. That's before the first responders showed up. And so everybody's very thankful. I mean, he saved a life. But just, first of all, A+, great job. Two, I don't know that I would be brave enough to bust in somebody's house.
Especially if you looked in the window and saw the fire inside.
I know.
Like, what if they're just cooking? What if they're doing, like,
there's a lot of what ifs, and all of a sudden I run in and they think their house is being broken into.
You get shot.
I'll take my phone, I'd be like, do you give me permission to come in? I'd be idiot. Because
I come to help.
Yes. I would be, but it's awesome because he busted in, he saved the dude. The Department of Public Safety thanked him on Facebook, and they did a whole day where they give him like a key and stuff. It doesn't really open anything, but you know what? It's thought that counts.
The key to the city doesn't open anything?
I got a couple of those. Never opened a dang thing.
Have you tried it?
No, but I was told to open a dang thing. It's too big for any lock I've ever seen. But a big shout out to the Amazon driver who saved a dude's life just doing his route. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So she filled her hand with vitamins, and then she ate the vitamins. It turns out one of them, it wasn't a vitamin, it was an AirPod.
What?
I know, it was dark. Yeah, apparently she misunderstood what was there laying on the table.
Those are smaller too now, right? The AirPod? It's
not, yeah, but...
Yeah, but they're like oddly shaped.
I'd still be like, whoa, this is a...
I don't think she could... I think it was dark, and I think on her, like her bedside table or whatever, there were just a... She had a bunch of... And so she swallowed an AirPod, which is wild. And it passed naturally. But she knew it happened like basically 3 to 4 minutes after it happened. So I think it was a little too long for her to like throw it back up. But it was also just long enough for it to really be... Oh, I'd be nervous the whole time.
Oh. Yeah.
I'd try to Bluetooth link it while I was in there.
Or turn it up really loud so you can hear it.
That's crazy, man. Okay, Amy, didn't your, at the time when you were married, didn't your reverse husband use and miss, I think like a mouthwash was, he drank something wrong or something?
Yeah, it was hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, he thought it was water. That's right.
No. Yeah, I had put my hydrogen peroxide in a little water bottle.
Next to water.
And so when he got up, we were at a hotel. I think we were in Austin for like iHeart Country or something. And he goes in, gets the bottle of water, thinks it, and chugs it. Because he thinks it's water's first thing.
That's terrible.
And I had to Google, like, I don't know, poison control.
Skull and crossbones.
We didn't know what we were going to do. Like, it was horrible.
That makes you throw up, doesn't it?
I'm so sorry.
Did he throw up?
Yeah. It was really bad.
Why did you put a label on it that said, drink this water, though?
I should have drawn, like, skull and crossbones on it. But I just, that was when I was swishing my mouth with hydrogen peroxide, which, by the way, I don't think is good for you, so don't do that. This was years ago. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, that hurts. All right, time now for the investigative morning corny. We have 90 seconds to figure it out. We'll go with the end of Amy's joke. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right, let's go.
The morning corny.
Where do pirates get their hooks?
R, the bait shark.
Toys R Us.
Hooks.
Ooh, that's funny.
Toys R Us. Hooks. Fishing lures. Lures.
Captain Hooks.
Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro Shop.
Hook, line, and sinker.
What's the question?
Where do pirates get their hooks?
Maybe it's not about R.
Booty.
Okay.
Booty.
Treasure.
Treasures.
Hooks. Arms.
Yeah.
Hands.
Yeah.
Where do pirates get their hooks?
Huh.
The mall.
Boats.
The mall.
The hand mall.
The sea.
Oh, man.
The dock.
The store.
Arby's.
They got the hooks.
Yeah.
Where do pirates get their hooks.
Long John Silver.
Let's get their hooks.
The basketball court.
To get up.
Like the steel shop.
Where do pirates get their hooks?
Walmart.
Dang.
Hooks.
I didn't know this one was used. Gonna be so hard.
It is.
Yeah, I got nothing, guys.
Bobby, you're on to something.
With the mall?
I'm just going to say.
Well, I've been saying stores and shop, but I don't know any shops where I don't understand.
Hooks. Mm. Where do they sell hooks?
Red hooks.
What's the...
Where do pirates get their hooks?
No, we have...
The hand shop.
Oh, yeah.
The hand shop.
Keep going.
The hand shopper.
Hand mall.
Hand doctor.
Hand store.
Hook doctor.
Hamburger.
The hooker.
Hamburger helper.
Hook. Hook.
Maybe y'all just don't know that these stores are called that.
We got none. Is that a first time ever?
This is terrible.
No.
What is it?
What is
it's been a minute. Secondhand stores?
Oh, the secondhand store.
That makes
store.
Sense. We should have gotten that.
Yeah.
I thought you might and...
Yeah. No, we should have. We let everybody down.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
Okay. If you're in Target Circle... then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I'll give you the description of a famous duo. You just named the duo, okay?
Okay.
So, for example, this musical comedy duo is known for songs like Namaste and Fanny Pack.
The Raging Idiots. Don't know nothing about yoga. Woo! Got that one. Probably gotta hit the road, but Namaste. You didn't know that one?
Namaste. I knew that one, but they're going to be all musical. I'm in trouble.
No, they're not.
Okay, good.
It's just duos, period.
Sorry.
Hey, Audrey. So, Audrey was on earlier. She picked Eddie. Eddie lost.
I got last place.
So
no, I didn't.
But she was very graceful. So we said, come on, we'll play another game later in the show. Come
well,
on.
She was kind and said, good job, Amy.
Yeah, because Amy won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Audrey, who would you like to represent you this game?
I'm going to stick with Eddie.
Yeah! I love that.
Okay.
Let's go, Audrey.
I mean, the odds are Amy's not going to win two in a row.
That's
so it's
true.
A good, like playing the percentages, it's a smart play.
All right, okay. There are 7 of these.
But today's your day, Amy.
Write your answer down. Famous duos. What Muppet duo is from the long-running children's television show Sesame Street and they're friends who live together but bicker constantly?
I'm in.
What Muppet duo is from the long-running children's television show Sesame Street? They are friends who live together, but they bicker constantly.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Bert and Ernie.
Lunch?
Bert and Ernie.
Eddie?
Hey, Bert. It's Ernie and Bert.
Correct. 1 point, everybody. Good. Who were the first two astronauts from the Apollo 11 mission that landed on the moon in 1969?
There's a third two on there.
He was the pilot.
Who were the first two astronauts from the Apollo 11 mission that landed on the moon in 1969?
I kind of feel bad for the pilot.
You too.
Hold on.
No one talks about him.
Who the heck's the other guy? Oh, I got him.
I'm in.
Everybody in?
Oh, man, hold on. All right, I got that second one finally.
Amy?
Buzz and Neil.
Yep. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. Go ahead. Lunchbox.
Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin.
Eddie?
Yeah, Buzz and Neil.
All right, next up. What fictional crime-fighting duo is from Gotham City made up of a billionaire playboy and a sidekick?
I'm in.
Men.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Oh, Batman and Robin.
Correct.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin. Cool.
Next question. Which musical duo was known for hits such as this one? Lunchbox, listen
Sonny
to this.
Cher.
Oh, I was just singing the song. Sonny and Cher, boom. Amy.
It's not right. But
Hall and Oates.
Eddie.
Yeah, Daryl Hall, John Oates.
Correct. Four down. Lunchbox has fallen one behind.
Yeah, you could have given me 100 guesses. I wouldn't have got that one.
Who were the famous outlaw duo who terrorized the American Southwest during the Great Depression? They were responsible for multiple robberies in the 1930s until they were both gunned down in Louisiana.
In.
Oh, man.
They're a duo.
Mm-hmm. All duos.
I remember this like it was yesterday.
You were in third grade.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
You good?
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm not good.
Hall and Oates. Amy.
Billy and Jesse.
Lunchbox.
Thelma and Louise.
Eddie.
Audrey, this is for you. Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, dang.
Two more.
Okay. That's not Billy the Kid.
Come on. Billy and Kid.
What two actors made up the comedy duo who brought us the Lucy and Ricky characters from I Love Lucy? What?
This is just playing to Eddie now. I mean.
What two actors made up the comedy duo who brought us Lucy and Ricky from the show I Love Lucy?
And then.
Oh, what's his name? Oh, no.
Time? Lunchbox?
Missy and Garrett, happy anniversary.
Nice job. Eddie?
Got it. It's Lucille
Wait,
and
Billy. Did you already say time? No, and then
yeah, I already said time. You did. You dropped your pen way after.
No, you have to write it down.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I had Lucille and Ricky.
That's incorrect. Amy?
Lucille Ball and Ricardo.
Boom.
No.
Yeah, they all got it wrong.
Do you know who it was, though?
Desi.
Yeah.
Oh, Desi.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Yeah. Dude, it came to me after Desi. You said, oh, man.
Yeah, so you're admitting it came to you after.
Yes, we saw it.
So you admit you were trying to cheat.
I scratched it out, of course.
Yellow card?
Okay, I'll take a yellow card.
No, you just can't assign each other yellow cards, or you can't accept one.
I'm being
pillory.
You're the cop.
Pillory.
Just give me the
yellow
card.
No pillories. Electric chair.
Now pass.
All right, here we go. Last question.
How many points?
It's worth one.
Dang it.
Damn.
What duo were the co-founders of Apple and pioneers of personal computing? Famous duo. What duo were the co-founders of Apple and the pioneers of personal computing?
Think I'm in.
All in Oates.
No, I got this one.
Amy,
if you get this, you may can still win.
Come on, Amy.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
What?
I said, oh, you have time.
When did you never say time?
We've been doing the show for 30 minutes already. Here we go. 5, 4. 3, 2.
There's your time.
1, time.
You didn't write anything down.
It's
in that
like,
time.
She's just messing with me, Eddie. Oh, she's taunting the ref.
Yellow card.
Lunchbox.
Is that a yellow
Steve
card?
Jobs. Steve Wozniak.
Amy?
Oh, dang. I put Mike Wozniak and Steve Jobs.
Eddie?
I did Jobs and Wozniak. That counts, right?
Yeah, Eddie's a winner. Eddie's a winner. Are you arguing?
No.
Is there something you want to say?
Sounded like you were arguing, Amy.
No.
Just say it, Amy.
What were you going to say? I give you freedom to say what you were going to say.
I was
going to
say, okay, yes, if he got it, he won. It had nothing to do with whether or not he was going to win. Mm-hmm. I thought that he was getting it because he just said their last names. And I was like, well, I got their last names.
No, but you
names.
Can't say a wrong first name. You can say just last names. Oh. But you can't say a wrong first name.
Dang. Yeah. I didn't know.
Well, Audrey, you are the winner. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go. You're going to win a Sonic gift card. Audrey, what do you think you'll get at Sonic when you get that gift card?
I love the buffalo chicken dip bites right now. They're so good.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking
they
about.
They are really good. That's right. We had. They're good. All right, Audrey, thank you for listening to the show. Stay on the phone, okay?
Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome, Audrey.
All right, let's go with what's your dilemma. Everybody's got a little something on them. Eddie, you go first.
Here's the deal. So my 9-year-old, well, he's 10 now, so his birthday technically was last week. But this weekend, he has another birthday. It's his birthday party.
Got it.
It was just the perfect time to do it.
Because it's the weekend.
Correct.
Right. Friends.
It's on Sunday. Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, no.
You know what else happens on Sunday at 3 o'clock?
The Cowboys probably play.
The Cowboys play.
Bro.
What do I do? It's not really technically his birthday, but it is his birthday
party. But you're treating it like his birthday, right?
Well, sure. All his friends are going to be there.
So you have to go, first and foremost.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Do I have to go?
Yes, you have to go.
Yeah.
However, do you have YouTube TV or a way to watch it on your phone?
I think I can get it on my phone.
No, you can.
No, you can't record live sporting events.
I'm
anti that.
Yeah. And then wait, what, 3 hours to go back?
Yeah, and then you got
to
avoid every single thing on social media.
No chance.
Yeah, well, just don't look at your phone.
Mm-mm. You can keep it on your phone.
Can I bring my laptop to the party?
That's probably a little too big.
Okay.
Because you want him to still feel like you're focused on him. Although he's not going to care if you're focused on him.
It's his party.
Right.
He's going to be with his friends.
But every once in a while, he's going to look and see if dad's watching.
And I'm going to be watching the corner. Phone.
No, you're not. Don't be in the corner, though.
What if bad plays start happening
right.
And Eddie gets angry and mad and upset and it ruins his mood?
Second question.
Yeah.
It's a whole ordeal when the Cowboys play. I got a jersey on. I drink out of my lucky cup. Mm-hmm. Can I bring all that to the party?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because wear it all day.
That's just dad.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Dad being dad.
Okay.
So watch on your phone, not your laptop. Still try to stay plugged at commercial break. Go and be extra involved.
Yeah. Where's he at?
Yeah.
Check on him. I got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Give him extra hugs.
Yeah.
So you're good to do that. No computer, though.
Okay.
What
no
about
computer.
Your wife? What does she think?
I haven't talked to her yet.
Okay.
I want to talk to you guys first.
Yeah. He's like, come on.
Bobby said I could bring my phone.
What if other dads
Bobby
want to
said
watch
I could bring
game?
My cup.
They probably will be doing it on their own.
Yeah.
But you don't need to be gathered with the other dads.
I can't gather them.
No, okay, because right. That says, hey, we're doing something we probably shouldn't be.
Okay.
But everybody can watch on their own phones.
Okay.
But don't gather on the phone.
Funny.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for sharing your dilemma. My dilemma is, and I hate that I'm about to say this, because I love it so much, I think we're thinking about selling the Bronco.
much happening with
it's
it.
Just, I don't drive it enough.
But you love driving
it. I love it. It's awesome, too. I don't know enough about old cars. Because when there's an issue, this is where I'm stupid. When there's an issue and I'm like, well, if it's broken. And they're like, no, it's not broken. Just shift it into this. I don't know enough about cars. Because it's a 70, whatever the year it is. It's the last year of that body style of the old cool Bronco. It's from the 70s. I just don't. I hate that we're thinking about it.
Thinking about it? You or?
Both of us. Just because, like, we'll see it. And I was going to drive it yesterday to work. And I looked for points to drive it. But then there was like little tiny green splotches on the map. And I'm like, I'm not even going to risk it.
Maybe a little rain.
Yeah, it's just like I feel like somebody could buy it that appreciates it more. And we could use the garage space for golf stuff, you know.
Oh,
more
gosh.
Clubs.
But we're not there yet. But we had that first talk last night of. I know.
Who That's brings tough. It up? Like, who's the one that...
I think she brought it up because she knew I wasn't going to say it because I love it so much.
Because also, that's what y'all drove away in after you got married.
That's right.
It's the coolest car. I mean, it's one of the coolest cars I've ever seen.
Does she drive it at all?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. And we've upgraded all the stuff in it. Like, it used to... It's a automatic now. So that's the dilemma that... Should we sell the... It's a good dilemma to have because there are others. Like, when to go get my BH fixed. Mm-hmm. But still... The Bronco. Man.
That's now.
Yeah. I'm already sad, and we haven't even put it up yet. Where do you do that? Do you do it on like Facebook Marketplace or what?
Sure. No, the Auto Trader book.
It's too cool of a thing. I mean,
Craigslist.
I guess you could.
It took us like 5 months to find it.
Right.
Even we were looking.
Can't you use like a however you bought it?
We went to a car shop and we're like,
yeah, CarMax.
We're like, hey, if you get one, like an old Bronco. No, we went to a place that specializes in old cars.
Oh. The car vending machine? That one's cool.
Yeah, that's cool too.
That is cool. Yeah. I wish. And so they kept, no, we don't have any. Oh, we found one. Then we'd get to it and be like, oh, somebody bought it. So that's it. That's my dilemma. Amy, you have a dilemma?
It sort of popped up actually this morning because I got a text from my sister that they're going to go visit my nephew for Thanksgiving because he's doing his freshman year in Hawaii because he gets in-state tuition from Colorado. I don't know. They have like some deal.
Wow.
So it's literally like he's going to college in Colorado. No extra money. But she's like, I think we're going to take a family trip for Thanksgiving. You should come bring the kids. And then I look at my calendar and I don't have the kids this Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Is that a negotiable?
I don't know yet because I have not faced this dilemma until just now. And I think that maybe we can finagle it, but then that switches Christmas and then that switches. Like there's just a whole, there's order to it all. And it's every other Thanksgiving, like things just swap.
Yeah.
And we planned it out so well, but all four of their cousins are going to be there. When are we ever going to go again? He's only there for his freshman year. Like this, we can stay with them.
That? Do you think he'll be understanding of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, and he's super close to my sister and husband. Our sister and her husband, I thought about, well, maybe he'll want to go too.
Oh, no.
But that's
maybe.
Hard. I don't know. No. I just,
as your date?
Just, no.
That's what I'm
as
saying, like,
no, as the kid's dad.
Yeah.
And like, basically uncle to, yeah, he's still the uncle to
that's
my,
true. That's true.
All
my
that's
niece
true.
And nephews. And I just, ugh. I just don't want to miss out on it, but I also don't want to cause drama.
What if you just took the kids and left and went with them and didn't just ran away?
Could you get arrested for that?
Definitely. Nope.
Yeah,
legally.
I said,
what if? Not if you did. Not do it.
Yeah.
What if?
No. I think, honestly, we do have a good relationship, but I think people that don't, if they do that, you get like probably arrested.
Yeah, it's like kidnapping.
Because like in a contract, legally.
Got it. Good luck. Would you give up Christmas, though, to do that?
Well, the beauty about Christmas is...
No, that's not the question. Would you give up? If you want to negotiate...
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I would get it, yeah.
You yes, would say you can have the gift for
the
Christmas.
Because then the following, it would just swap back
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I get it.
It's sort of like, for whatever reason, this is how we set up. This is our first year of it.
So you would just switch everything.
So it'd be like, it's like,
clean
oh...
Clean switch.
Just
next
swap
year,
the paperwork, it. And it goes in that order. But then it's like, gosh, is this kind of thing going to pop up again? And does it switch again? And
I got a feeling it will.
So I'm just going to have to be easy breezy when he needs things and be like, I'm breezy. What...
Oh, absolutely. Sure. You can negotiate that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. It just came up, so funny you bring up this, you know, segment.
Good luck with that. That's sensitive.
Sensitive, but I think doable.
Lunchbox, what is your dilemma?
I mean, my dilemma just goes back to the Altima. I mean, do I take it to another shop or do I just not
I'll
even...
trade you the Bronco for it.
Even trade.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
I go home, grab it,
Caitlin,
trade it.
Like, what?
Caitlin comes home to see Lunchbox's broken down Altima. No, babe, it's they're magic beans. I promise. Go
yeah,
ahead.
So it's like, do I even want it? Because the first mechanic couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. So do I send it to another mechanic and have them look at it? Or do I just say, you know what? Who cares? Like, it's just done.
I think you're spending more money trying to save it than they would give you for it as a trade-in.
Yeah.
Well, if it doesn't start, I don't think they'll give you anything for a trade-in.
They will, though, just
parts,
because...
like metal?
They'll just give you something.
Metal. Fabric.
For the rubber. Sake of giving you something so you'll buy with them.
Oh, maybe they need some windshield wipers.
Yeah.
No, windshield wipers may need... Like, I have...
Side view mirrors.
I'm starting to get spider webs on the outside of my car. Because.
But you're not going
to
do anything before next weekend.
Oh, no.
Because that's iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas, and he doesn't want to blow his gambling money.
Correct.
But there's a problem with that.
Go ahead.
We may have to cancel iHeart.
Well, don't say that, because our bosses will go like, why are you saying we're canceled? Oh, we're not.
Lunchbox.
We're not saying that.
That's about music, not about...
Well, no, I'm not... You're talking about the Vegas stuff?
Yes!
But we're not... There's nothing about iHeart that is all moved at all. I'm just letting everybody know. Please, bosses, don't email me because he said that. But... What you're talking about is the hackers. You said that the Russian,
Yes, group? They and like if you look at like the line at Excalibur to check in, it is like 500 people long because
we're not staying at Excalibur. So that's
but that's part of the properties, is what I'm saying. Is
yeah.
And someone at the Aria where we're staying,
give our room numbers too, please.
We don't know our room numbers, but they were given a key. They went up to the room. Oh, someone's in there because they don't have computer systems, so they can't be like, oh yeah, someone's already in that room. They're just.
I bet it's fixed in a week. If I know anything about the Russians, you know, they're pretty easy to negotiate with.
Is that right?
What I think is probably going to have to happen is...
They're going
to
pay a ransom.
They're going to have to pay ransom and chalk it up to, we are going to have to use this as a way to make our security better. Because we're not going to be able to get out of it. The other company paid $30 million.
Yeah.
Right, so but when you pay it, or when you give in to the... Isn't there
hackers,
like a
an angel gets
give
the wings.
In to...
Huh?
We don't give in to this kind of stuff.
That's what government says, but they still do.
Okay, cool.
But you have because they've taken their system. They've shut everything down.
Yeah,
all those hotels have nothing. You can't gamble.
I read that what happened is, and who knows how accurate this is, but this hacker group went to LinkedIn, found somebody that just worked there, called them on the phone, and got information that way that shut everything down.
Like
if you were to send someone a Trojan horse in their email, it was basically a version of that.
Wow.
Because they were saying it was so easy. We just found somebody that worked there on LinkedIn who worked the debt. We just called and did it that way. I don't know how accurate that is, but I read the whole thing last night.
This is terrible.
But it's crazy.
It is crazy.
I mean, if you look at the videos online of people just walking around Vegas going, well, what do I do?
If they pay that ransom, though, you know who's going to pay the money? Us. Those table limits are going to go up.
The table limits are going up?
Yes.
You think them going from $1 to $5 tables, Eddie's going to really fix the Russian?
I can't do quarter roulette anymore.
No, no.
That's right. I mean, hey, Caesars was smart. They paid the $30 million without it. They said, oh, yeah, don't hack us. We'll just pay you.
And you could probably write that off.
Like, yeah, they probably got insurance.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Terrorists.
Category for hackers.
Terrorist hackers.
Russia.
But nothing is affecting our Radio Music Festival right now. We did not say that.
No, we didn't say that.
You did, but I got to
You suggested it.
Yes. Call us if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. It's time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Researchers found that people who are fad dieting to lose weight show slower reaction times and poor recall in word memory tests. So stop doing intense diets. It's hurting how smart you are. This might be because the lack of fuel going to the brain. It's especially worrisome for high schoolers. Health experts stress that when you're dieting, it's a huge drain on your physical and mental energy. Sure, eventually your body will get used to the diet, but for the first couple of weeks, even months, your brain is not going to be operating as efficiently. So only cut a few things at first. From Psychology Today, what have you found has been, it's weird to call it a diet, because diet to me is just neglecting yourself. But there are healthy diets. A diet is just what you eat. So let's first position it that way.
Right.
What have you found for you is the healthiest diet?
Well, I mean, I have a long history with disordered eating and eating disorders from my high school days.
Like, is there a difference in eating disorder and disordered eating?
Yeah, I've experienced both, yeah.
But what's the difference?
Well, in the way I view it is, like, in high school, it was restricted eating and then also purging, so bulimia.
So would that be an eating disorder?
Yes.
Okay, so what's disordered eating?
Yeah, and I'm not giving the textbook's version. This is just in my brain. And disordered would be, like, for me, having an unhealthy relationship with food to where I won't allow myself to eat a cookie because it's quote-unquote bad.
Oh, I love disordered eating then.
Yeah.
I don't have eating disorder, yeah. but I have to have that disorder.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that about you.
No,
but
I have to, though, or I'll eat all the cookies. And then it'll be...
Right.
Then I'll be eating.
So I think for me, it was rewiring my brain to that food has no moral value. There is no, you know, good or bad. And then not looking at it as, oh, if I have one, I'm going to have...
But what about if I eat sugar, 50? My BH gets worse?
Well, yeah, but that you need to know your body and pay attention to that. So no, hey, if I eat this, I'm going to feel bad. Because everybody reacts differently to food. But for me, it's just, I had to just completely rewire my brain around food because I started restricting at such a young age that's what caused most of my issues is because my brain, you're speaking of, like part of my brain was like, wait, I need food to survive, so why are you not feeding me? So then it would lead to me completely overeating because it didn't know how to trust anything. And then when I would overeat, I wouldn't feel well, so I had to get rid of the food. Like, it was a vicious cycle. Mm. And then that's how it spiraled for years. And then in my early 20s, I got what I thought was pretty healthy, but then I was orthorexic, which is like...
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, so that's when you only allow... Like, I had very strict foods. Orthorexia. It's where, like, I could only eat foods that were on my list and I would have extreme anxiety if I would go out to eat because I couldn't control it. And I didn't know if they were, like, using butter or oil or if I was supposed to have kale and I was having another kind of lettuce. Like,
what if you have, like, an allergy or, like, me? You have BH trouble.
Yeah, that's totally different. And now I am in a place, like, I don't like kale. I haven't eaten kale in years. And I'm pretty sure y'all used to, like, call me Amy Kale Brown.
You kind of drinking a kale smoothie. We never called you Amy Kale Brown, but still that.
we'd
have way better nicknames than Amy Kale Brown.
Well, listen, but I ate a lot of kale. And then now that I have a healthy relationship with food, I'm like, you know what? I'm not eating kale anymore. I don't like it.
Mm. For me, the Whole 30 diet was good. It's not a real diet. You don't pay for it. You just try to eat things that are natural-ish so you can figure out what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because I have crazy issues in my belly. And my wife, though, being the sweetheart she is, she goes, hey, why don't you... She did some research on why I have IBS, right? And so it's always a strain. And she's like, yeah, well, you're BH, you know? And it's weird to talk about that because I don't like talking about that with her because I'm already not hot, right? Like...
Yeah, I get that.
I got moles on my back. I got a busted up BH. I'm physically no treat. And so I don't like fart on her or anything because she's already dealing with this.
But if not, you would fart on her.
Oh, for sure. If I was hot, I'd fart in her mouth.
Stop. She,
if I was hot, I'd be like, I'm hot, so it doesn't matter. I'll fart in your mouth. But I don't because I like to try to keep some romance and not make her turned off.
Makes
right?
sense.
Yeah. Sure.
So I don't really talk. I don't really do poop jokes or... But last night, she goes, hey, let's try to fix your BH. And I'm like kind of embarrassed. And so she makes a salt bath, a hot salt bath. And she's like, this should be good for your BH. And I'm kind of embarrassed, but also I'm kind of...
You're thankful.
Kind of, yeah. So I get in the bath and I like baths, but it was a BH bath.
Wow.
Because my BH is
sweeter or hurt.
I know.
It's awful.
But I know, but I don't like to talk about that with her because... Look at this.
Did your whole body go in there or just your BH?
How did that work?
Can you imagine if it was just a BH? The BH? I don't know how you would do that.
Like a swing?
It's a whole bath. But she puts some kind of salt. She put some kind of salt in there.
Okay.
But I just feel bad because she's pretty and I'm not. I'm okay, but I know. So I don't want to make me any grosser. Already, if I sleep with my shirt off in the bed, which I do most times, unless I'm feeling like extremely gross, she has to see all the moles on my back. And I don't know how she doesn't vomit as she sleeps sometimes. Physically, I am no treat.
Yeah, you heard that. Through some of that.
No, I'm good. I'm completely healthy with
you
that.
You want to continue feeling about yourself? Dude.
No, it keeps me at a good place because I know my limitations. Like, I try to keep the row. Like, I don't, if she's in the room or right next to it, I try. I don't always, I'm perfect at it, but I try not to poop in the room right with her. If I have to, I just do, but I don't want her to be grossed out any more than she already is.
Yeah.
It's thoughtful.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. Thank you. I'll move on. Okay, that story's from Psychology Today. The invisible age. It's when people become invisible for relationships. In a survey, most people assume that blank-year-old men and women are attached. They're already settled down. So people don't even look at them for romantic issues, romantic opportunities. The invisible age is?
40?
39.
Okay.
Dang. That's young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is young, yes, but I'm saying that's the age where it's youngish, but you just expect them to be settled.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or maybe on their second marriage. Or third.
Yeah.
Yeah, or fourth.
Who's that?
I'm not going to say her name.
You know someone on their fourth?
Yeah.
Wait, how many times was your dad married?
Under 40. My dad was married 4 times. Would have been 5.
You know somebody under 40 married 4 times?
Yep.
Wow.
You need to warn America about this.
Wow.
Movie. No, I'm not. I don't. I think.
That's wild.
I think the first marriage was probably way too young.
No, I hear you. There'd be like a lot of those.
Right. Yeah, because.
That's. Wow. I'd be like Ross and just refuse to get divorced. After the second one, be like, I'm not getting a divorce third time. No way. We cannot be together, but I ain't doing that third divorce. That stinks. She married on the fourth marriage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is the one.
How's that going?
Oh, my gosh.
They seem great.
If you're a dude, or if you're a woman and you meet a guy who's been married 3 times for the fourth, aren't you just a little bit like sleeping one eye open, ready for those divorce papers?
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, how long were these marriages lasting?
Not long, obviously. This one's still kind of new.
Do I know the person?
One of them, no.
Okay, good.
It's just someone from, yeah, I don't know.
Don't say too much. We'll move on.
She's a great person.
I'm not saying she's not.
She's had an unfortunate run with guys.
Yeah. All the guys' fault.
A disgusting moment. The DoorDash driver spits on a customer's food after being given a $3 tip.
No.
Put this dude in jail.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't be putting stuff in people's food. Spit, poison, whatever.
Video's crazy.
Spit, poison.
The delivery man was disappointed by the tip, which... The drive was a half a mile. They say the full delivery was a half mile. The driver set the bag food down on the apartment stoop, snapped a photo for proof of delivery, and then spit on the bag 3 times while mumbling something. The kid and the mom who placed the order watched it on the video live because you see when people come up to the door, some of these cameras, it's like, you have an alert. They paid $30 for the food and added a $3 tip. New York Post.
Oh, man.
You can't do that. You got to make an example of this guy. You got to put him in the pillory.
Oh, for sure.
And then put him public town square.
Yep.
You mess people's food, you get put in the pillory. You get put in prison.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Why do people tip before the food gets there? Okay. Why would you not wait until after?
Well, they don't see the tip until they take a picture and submit it, and then it comes over for the most part.
Oh.
Oh, okay. They don't
because they don't see it.
So that's when he took the picture, it came through, and that's when the frustration
came. My assumption
came.
Is that, because you don't know what the tip is for the most part until afterward because of that same reason.
I would think that I would be above that, but when I worked at Jason's Deli, I'm sure there's times that I probably would have wanted to spit on the food because you carry 4 buckets of ice, 4 gallons of iced tea, you know, 4 party trays all through the hospital, and you're wearing pants, and you're sweating in the Texas heat, and you get no tip.
Maybe they don't know they can. Whoa, there are certain situations you're confused if you should tip the person or maybe you don't have any cash because there wasn't Venmo back then. But yeah, I get it.
I mean, there was literally a line that said tip.
There was?
And, yeah.
And on the receipt?
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the big old paper, it has listed down.
But you're not a tipper.
No, I tip if I get delivery. But I don't tip at like the hotel when the guy opens the door
for
me.
No, but like a restaurant. The woman brought out the hamburger and gave it to you instead of your wife. And you're like, it was her hamburger. I'm the one with the salad.
Yeah.
No tip.
Well, that was disrespectful because because that is rude to assume that I got the burger. And when you do that, it makes my wife feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel.
I think it was an accident.
Totally made up.
So, anyway, a mother of 9 boys won't stop until she gets a girl.
9 boys.
A 30-year-old mother of 9 sons is pregnant with twins and shows no sign of stopping.
That's crazy.
Yolancia Rosario from Dallas says she and her husband will continue to have kids until she gets a girl. She recently shared a scan of her twins to her 100,000 Instagram followers. And she is a mom to Jamel 12, Michael Jr. 9, Angelo 8, Armani 6, Prince 5, Sincere 3, Armani, a different Armani, 2.
Oh, 2 Armani.
Maybe that's Armani Exchange, the other version.
Yeah.
Jamani and Cairo. But yeah, no girls.
So what's the dad saying?
He probably hates his life.
I would just stop.
Is there a difference in 7 and 9, though?
Yeah. Like,
hey, also, I saw, this is my favorite part of the story, because she sounds like Eddie. In the meantime, she says she always finds time to spend time with each kid individually. They're 7 days a week, 24 hours a
no
day, so
chance.
She makes it work.
No
important, guys.
Chance.
You got to try that.
That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, coming up in the next segment, the world premiere of Abby Lee Anderson's song.
Wow.
About her hometown. She went to the recording studio. She has it. We're here.
Who is Abby Lee Anderson?
It's Abby.
Come on, phone screener.
Oh, call her phone screener. No one knows her by that name.
We
you have
to
search
her.
It. On that's her name. To,
she should go by phone screener on her. Like,
she should be the artist known as phone screener Abby.
Yes, more people know her that way.
Okay, Abby Lee Anderson, our Abby, coming up the world premiere of her new song next. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle. It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Big moment here on the show.
Yeah.
Our very own phone screener, Abby, who, by the way, she was just going by Abby Anderson, but there's another artist that we know and really like named Abby Anderson. So she had to put her name as Abby Lee Anderson, L-E-I-G-H.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our favorite artist, Abby Lee Anderson.
World premiere.
Okay, so you wrote this song. The song is called what?
Hey There, Hometown.
And you wrote this with?
Billy Dawson, Chase McDaniel, and Eric Dodd.
And why did you write this song?
Well, you challenged me to have one of my own, but it also, I mean, I wanted it to be a place like where I came from and to, you know, share about me. And it really does mean a lot to me, this song.
You went to the recording studio?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel while you were singing it in the studio?
So usually I'm really nervous to sing in front of like a few people, like in this studio even. So I thought I was going to be all nervous and everything, but luckily he had it where you're just facing the wall, you know, so he's not watching or anything. So I felt pretty good about it. And he taught me kind of how to breathe and stuff during it.
Are you proud of it?
Yes. I love it.
Here is, the song is 2 minutes and 40 seconds long. It's called Hey There, Hometown. We're going to play it. It's a world premiere. Here on the Bobby Bones Show, Abby Lee Anderson. Here you go.
Hey there, hometown. How you been since I rolled out? I still remember it all from the playground to every Friday night light touchdown. I always had a dream to see. Mom and Dad said I can be anything. So I live for Tennessee, but you're still right here with me. Town. I was looking for someone and finally found a good one back in my stomping grounds.
is you.
Let's go!
Yeah!
Abby, it sounds so good.
Wow. I'm gonna cry. That was really cool.
It sounds so, so good.
I mean, that is a really cool moment for you. And
it like, is.
That, I felt it.
Abby, is that the first song you've ever written?
Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Whoa, Wichita.
I feel like the song is limitless. Like people in other cities, like everyone can make their own.
Mountain Pine.
Yes.
Wow.
These Arkansas roots.
McAllen.
Austin, Texas. Syllable thing. Yeah,
Texas
syllable thing.
Roots.
Whoa, Fayetteville. Okay.
There you go.
That's
it
cool.
Works. Yes.
Abby, that's super cool. It sounds Thank great. You. Like, aside from it being cool for you, and it just sounds, the song sounds really good. You sound good on the song. I like the breakdown, too. She's like, whoa. She's like,
yeah. A little softer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Tried to, you know,
Are
switch
you doing
it up a little.
Radio tour now? Like, what's next?
You're opening for a label deal?
Yeah, I'm open. Stop, yes.
What?
I'm open right now. So,
what's next is this is the end of it. She's not going anywhere else. That's it.
You got to promote it.
No one cares.
That's not true. It's a good song. I tell you what.
Oh, boy. Don't you start lining up interviews.
I'm not lining up anything. I'm going to feature it on the National Countdown.
Okay.
Top 30.
Cool. Wow. Spotlight.
And we're going to put it on the Women of I Heart Country, too.
Wait, where does it fall in the top 30?
It's going to be the Spotlight 31? Artist of the Week.
This is the longest Make-A-Wish in the history of Make-A-Wish.
It's not a Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
It's a good song, though, too. If it wasn't, we wouldn't put it on all the national shows.
Okay. It's amazing what you can do with AI.
Wait, Abby, do you
it's not AI.
How do you know?
I know. Abby? I was there in the studio. AI. I know he wouldn't do that.
That's her real voice.
Yeah, it sounds just like her.
Go ahead.
I sound like it right now.
Amy, what are you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, do you think, Abby, I don't know if you're available, could I snag you, since now it's featured on Women of I Heart Country, a little interview?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Maybe like you do that. Some liners.
Wow.
I would love to. Okay. Yep.
So,
that'd be awesome.
Check it out. Abby Lee Anderson called Hey There Hometown. And here's the hook of it, in case you guys didn't happen to hear it the first time.
Oh, Wichita, you'll always be home to me. I hope you know, no matter where I go, these Kansas roots run deep.
Lunchbox, you have to admit that's catchy.
Yeah, it's fun.
Catchy.
But it's a good song.
It's fun. Those guys that she wrote with are talented.
But everybody has to be talented to get it to work.
I would bet that they wrote 99% of that song, and Abby said,
it's
I'm from Wichita.
It's all her life, though.
It doesn't matter.
Right. They didn't. How can you find out my life that fast?
And like, also, the only part that I'm concerned about is the part
boyfriend.
Of the song where she's like, I got a boyfriend, we're my whatever. I don't know if she still has him. I don't know. That's a lot to commit to in a song.
That's the problem with Abby. Is she? Do you see how far she...
You're changing your
No, but also...
Your hate, though.
But also, listen... That is crazy that she's had a boyfriend for about 30 seconds and she puts him in a song.
30
crazy
seconds.
Level. Taylor Swift does that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's nuts.
What?
We all think Taylor's nuts.
Taylor's like huge, though.
Abby.
A little bit different.
What's up with that?
What?
You still.
I will talk about it.
Do you still have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now.
Cool.
But I will bring it up when I'm ready. I just didn't want it to. I didn't want to make it like a bit. You know, it's
well,
my
you did.
Life,
you put him in a song. So you made
it's
him
not a bit.
It's a bit.
Just a line.
It's a song.
In the song.
I mean,
but you're just a line in a song. What is that? What is that lyric? What's the song? But you're just. I may be a notch on your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Come on, guys, find it.
It's got to be Kelsey.
No.
What?
No, I think it's
where we're going down.
Fall Out Boy. Okay, yes. I knew that made sense. Get the melody there.
I'm just a
to him. Bedpost.
Line next to the mausoleum. I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're just a line in a song, and then it goes drop a.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
We got there.
I was playing bass with my hands right then, in case anybody was wondering. Okay, thank you all, Abby. Great song.
Thank you,
Abby Lee Anderson with a new hit.
Wait, did we stream it? Like, what do we do?
Yeah,
all
it's everywhere.
iHeartRadio, whatever streaming service you have, search for Abby Lee Anderson.
L-E-I-G-H.
It's called Hey There Hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
Wichita.
You probably should have parentheses Wichita.
I thought about it.
Because people are going to search for the Wichita song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they will.
Is it late?
I think there's only one Hey There Hometown, though.
Mm-hmm. I even forget that name of it.
Oh, shoot.
All right, thank you. So just a quick recap of yesterday. Politicians in Mexico announced they're in possession of alien corpses. Did you guys look at the story at all after we left the show?
Yes.
No. You didn't even think about it?
Not once.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. No. What did you think, Eddie?
Just that these dudes brought it to Congress. You guys made it sound like Congress is all about it. No, Congress is looking at it.
Politicians in Mexico have been shown a pair of what UFOologists are calling a clear demonstration of non-human entities. The two figures are assumed to be between 700 and 1800 years old, with one having an egg-looking thing inside of it. The point of the hearing was to try and make Mexico the first country to acknowledge the existence of aliens.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm not putting my flag on this hill that this is for sure real. It could be a hoax. All I'm saying is there's just a lot of things coming out now that all of this, all can't be false.
You said it right there. Mexico wants to be the first person to say aliens exist.
That's okay.
They'll go on the map forever.
There's always a first of everything. And I'm not saying, because these things are tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, they're little.
Oh, really, honestly, yesterday.
They look like a Walmart alien doll. Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah. Like an old Walmart alien doll. Yes. However, I'm not going to be a hater maybe of this. Maybe when I saw it, I was like, that looks stupid. But there's just so much. I'm just not going to say that it's all false. But that's, it was crazy. They did it in Congress. But it does kind of look like a little doll.
It looks like E.T. too, right?
Yes.
And what? It's 1,800 years old? Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Okay.
But it is mummified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
A mom claims she did not know she was pregnant until she saw the foot.
Oof.
Like she claims she had no clue she was pregnant until she saw the baby foot coming out of her.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, so it's coming out breached?
Yeah, it's coming out the wrong way.
That's water slide. That's not even.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not correct.
Tragic.
Faye White, 19. Also chalked up her water breaking when it happened to having a urinary tract infection. Boy, that's an intense one. She saw the foot come out while she was on the toilet.
Whoa.
She called an ambulance and gave birth a few hours later.
Whoa. I mean, that's life-threatening for her to have.
And the baby.
And the baby, yes.
Yeah. So, but I think everything ended up being okay. You know what? That's how I'd want it, by the way. What? Not the upside down. But not knowing, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's a baby.
No.
Because then I live life as free. Okay. And you know what? That kid's probably going to be a superhero. Invincible.
Yeah.
You need to go to like appointments and stuff.
I hear you. But really, you do that, you get a peanut allergy.
Dude, what if you were pooping and a foot came out? Like, would you freak out?
Yeah, you need a car seat.
Well, yeah, especially if it's y'all, but like a guy.
That's true.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that is a wild story. Speaking of crazy things, you know, Morgan has not had any smell for how long, Morgan?
I am now past 3 years.
Oh. She got COVID and has had no smell for 3 years.
Like that.
And sometimes, I guess she gets a smell, but it's like rotted meat smell.
Yeah, it's just really funky. Like, it doesn't add up to whatever is smelling. If I get it right, I get really excited.
Sometimes you can get it right?
Yeah, but not very often.
So, somebody reached out to you and said, hey, I know what you can do because there's some kind of nerve issue.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No, so I reached out to her and she's like 45 minutes away, so I got to make an appointment.
Oh, you have to go to her.
Yeah, she said it wouldn't happen on the first time. Most likely it'll probably happen by the second or third. You kind of have to really work through the nerves in there. So I got to go out there.
You know what? Kind of like what a psychic says. Like, you know, I may not pick it right the first time. Or I may not. So, but keep coming back and keep spending more money.
That's like, why I'm a little hesitant. I'm like,
how much does a session cost?
I didn't get that far into asking her. I need to find out what time she has available first.
I think, find out. If it's nothing super crazy, I would be happy to pay for it because if it works, we can figure out, because there are a lot of other listeners who are dealing with the same thing. It can be us doing this. We'll have, you know, I'll pay for the show, I'll pay for it, which means I'll pay for it. And then we can figure out what it is and help other people.
So remind me again of what she's doing. Like she's massaging.
Essentially massaging like this whole sinus factory in here. Cause apparently you have to like rework the nerves to believe they can smell again.
Huh. Is it just a normal, could Eddie do it? If we got a table in here?
I'll rub the face.
Yeah, I was going to say, bring her in here.
I don't know.
She could come here.
Rework them to believe they can smell again.
Believe.
We talked about bringing her in, but since it may not work on the first time, I didn't know if we wanted to still bring her in.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you see what the options are?
Okay.
I do think you should go. You haven't had smell in 3 years. Has that affected your eating at all?
Surprisingly, no, except some things like Ruffles cheddar sour cream chips taste like metal.
Oh.
Peanut butter sometimes tastes like metal. Sometimes things will taste like chlorine. So certain things, but it's not consistent. It's just like everything is really all jumbled in there. Like it just doesn't know what's going on.
Hmm.
That stinks.
The other day you did smell somebody's cologne.
I did get a whiff. That's why I was like, that has to be really strong because I'm smelling that.
Yeah.
Do you smell when Lunchbox farts?
No.
You said that right. There's no fart smell anymore.
No, none of the bad smells.
That's the one benefit.
It does feel weird, though. Like, it feels like my nose is dead. Like, I don't know how to explain that, but, like, I can feel that there's no feeling in there. Like, if I touch it, you're...
Like, it's numb?
It's like so when you go weird. To the dentist and they numb a lip and you can kind of go like...
Like, you know it's there, but it's not really there.
So, like, when you pick your nose, you don't feel that?
No.
Man, I hate that for you. You do not deserve that.
Yeah, it's a really weird experience that I have every single day. They did say you could also, like, retrain. This takes a lot of work, but you could, like, stick a seasoning, like, up to your nose 20 seconds every day and basically, like, teach yourself all the smells again. It's like a baby, like, turning it to smell.
It's like going through rehabilitation.
Yeah.
Like, if you tear an Achilles, shout out Aaron Rodgers, and you have to, like, do rehab to build it back from scratch.
Yeah.
Ah, man, that stinks. Okay, see what's up. I'd like you to go just for the sake of... other listeners, because if it works, maybe it can work for them.
Okay,
that's so good. That's 3 years and no smell.
No good.
That stinks.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Las Vegas, Nevada. A wannabe rapper, I guess he is a rapper, dropped a song talking about, oh, I'm the reason he's dead. This is how you do it.
No.
A confession.
He was like it. You drive by, you double back on foot, that's how I slide. And the reason is mama cries. And the police are like, man, that's exactly matches up to a murder in the area.
Oh, no.
Like, the police were surely, like, tipped off on that. They're not just listening to this guy.
You don't know.
What's his name?
His name is...
I mean, they may just be Hot Rod Bunny fans or whatever his name is.
The biggest Finn 4800.
Oh, yeah. They've probably heard of that.
Big Finn 4800. Yeah.
But they probably knew that they had something going on or beef.
Yes, he was probably already a suspect.
Yeah, and then he dropped a song talking about exactly
how and I did it. And cops, if he come up to me and you said this in a song, I'd be like, yeah, but I'd be lying because I did do it. He did that. He, like, doubled up on himself. Oh, what an idiot. Surely there was a producer somewhere that's like, hey, Hot Rod Bunny B... Maybe you don't say that exactly like that.
He was focused on the beat.
Big Fan's his name. Big Fan.
Maybe he's self-produced.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right. Investment update. We all decided to invest in stuff. We've pulled out of the Willie Nelson bandana. And we pulled out of the TV show The Office box of paper.
Thank goodness.
Which saved... I couldn't get everybody to commit, so we're not making anyone commit. So right now... We are in on the Disney cards from Mike D. I gave him my $28. If you got to get it in today or you don't get to get in on it.
Oh, I gave it to him.
Yeah, I paid him cash.
From Lunchbox, the mystery palettes. How much do you need from us? Because you haven't requested it, have you?
I don't know. It's $525.
Oh, my gosh.
Get a calculator.
Why is he running this?
No, I don't know who's in and who's out. Like, someone...
All I know is Mike D figured it out and sent us all a request on Venmo saying exactly what he needed.
Right, what he needed. I don't know.
What do you need?
Who's all in? No one emailed me and said...
Mike, go ahead.
I was going to say, I have everybody's money now. The cards have been ordered.
Okay.
We'll get them next week.
We only are doing three things now, right? The palette, the Disney cards, and Abby's perfume bottles. Can we just put Mike, you in charge of these things? Okay, he said no, and I respect that.
He says no.
Okay. Lunchbox, if we're going to get a palette, you need to get with everybody today and get their money.
Yes, who is everybody?
I'm
Scuba,
in.
Scuba, Lunchbox, Bobby, Amy, Mike, Eddie.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so
at $87.50 a person.
That was easy.
$87.50 a person. Eddie, not Amy.
No, I'm in.
No.
Oh, geez.
Just follow up after the show. He gave you the list.
You did?
Check your email.
Oh, you texted it. See?
What, you don't check texts?
And then Abby, your perfume bottle, I need you to round that up, okay? And then we'll invest in it.
Oh, there it is. I got it.
Okay.
Scuba, LB, Bobby, Amy, Mike, Eddie. I need $87.50 per person.
I got it
right here. I got a text from Mike.
Do you want it Venmo to you?
Yeah, that's fine.
And when can you order the palette, the mystery palette?
I think we just got to go pick it up, man.
Pick it up?
Who's going to do that?
And then do you get to point your finger? Oh, my God. See, this is the thing about going business with him. He just says stuff, then you have to figure it out.
He brings the palette here.
No. I think we just throw it in Scuba's truck.
Yeah. Now Scuba has to go.
Scuba for everything. Why not his truck, too?
Okay, we'll deal with this later. All right, thank you guys. Bobby Bones Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bobby Bones.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.